This is a profound danger to people around the world. It's something which is going to kill a lot of people. It's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to endanger our ability to take care of people and health systems. It's going to endanger our ability to sustain our food supply. And it's going to really endanger our ability to continue development in the world. Taken together, this is a major social challenge.
Is this a problem now or a problem in 10 or 20 years' time?
This is a problem which has been developing over decades. It's definitely here now. And why we're hearing about it so much now is that the levels are very high around the world. It's going to get worse, but we are definitely in the middle of it now.
Are more people dying as a result of this?
We believe that there are hundreds of thousands of people that are dying now, but the projections are that by 2050, more people will die from this than cancer. And so this is on the order of about 10 million people per year.
Is this hitting the poorest hardest?
It's hitting everybody. There is no country which is going to be spared the bad effects of AMR. But when you look at the consequences, it's going to be more difficult and more impacting more on poorer countries and communities.
And of course, it's an important issue in terms of our food supply as well, isn't it?
Definitely. It's a surprise to people, but in fact, our modern approaches to agriculture, our ability to sustain food and protein depend on having antibiotics which can cure illnesses in animals like in people. So it's very much a threat to our food supply.
And how does this fit into the overall sustainable development issue?
The sustainable development goals are really to improve the world. In order to do that, we have to make sure that women and children do better, that we take care of the environment, that we take care of health issues, that we make sure that the economic development of countries continues. Antimicrobial resistance poses a threat to all of these different areas. And so taken together, if we don't address antimicrobial resistance, we are going to have a fundamental challenge to being able to achieve development goals.
Isn't it just a simple case of developing new drugs to replace the older and increasingly inefficient ones?
Being able to sustainably develop new drugs, new diagnostic tests, new technologies is one part of the solution, but it's only one part. If we don't address the fact that we are misusing these medicines, we're not going to get to the core issues. And so, no, it's not enough. Necessary, but not enough.
And to what extent do you think there's not enough awareness about antimicrobial resistance?
I think this is maybe the most fundamental issue. For most people, they've never heard of antimicrobial resistance or AMR, and so they'll be confused that why are we even addressing it? So I think that until we get people understanding that this is a major issue, and it's a major issue which they have some role to play, but also that it will possibly harm them on a day-to-day basis, I think it's going to be difficult to deal with really turning it backwards. And so it's probably the most fundamental issue right now.
And what are you hoping to achieve at the forthcoming high-level meeting on the issue?
In many ways, we know what needs to be done. At the technical level, what needs to be done to monitor, to begin to take the right actions. But what is missing is recognition and really the support at the highest levels. We need that both to allow the technical work to be done, for there to be the right level of coordination among many different groups and sectors, and also for the finances to be freed up. And so the meeting is critical for achieving these kinds of aims.